river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. Is the words of heaven. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow.
Press for 2 more minutes.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow.
Don't stop until you overflow.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow.
Oh my God, sister, press.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow.
Jesus.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow.
It's coming. 1 more minute.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow.
Ah. Oh my God.
Upon the wall with the fire of God. There is a fire inside me that gather these devils upon the wall. If I press and press, press, I will burn the wall.
I know
there is a fire inside me that is able to burn the wall.
The fire must come out. I will press till the fire comes, till the glory comes, till the power comes, till the day of God comes. I will press.
Oh my God. My world is waiting, waiting for fire. Mary is waiting, waiting for fire. Anambra is waiting, waiting for fire. East is waiting, waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Africa is waiting, waiting for fire. The world is waiting, waiting for fire. There is a fire inside me that is able to burn the world. I know if I press and press.
William! 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 There is fire!
Power! Power! In Jesus'
mighty name. You can find your seat. Give me the sound. Don't reduce. I'm no more standing on earth.
My family is waiting. They're waiting for fire.
Hey! Cannot go back and be telling them the same story again. Jesus. My campus is waiting. They're waiting for fire.
The territory is waiting. They're waiting for fire. Panda ball. Pa 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 pa. Viva river overflow, fountain of life be my soul. Viva river overflow. Viva river overflow, fountain of life be my soul. Viva river overflow.
Until it overflows, nation won't drink. The land is thirsty. Nations are thirsty. Campuses are thirsty. Families are thirsty.
Whosoever drinketh out of his belly shall flow rivers of water, living water. And the nations shall drink, and their thirst will be satiated. I vow to be the vehicle of God in this generation. Wearing his cargoes will be ferried into realms. Put your hands on your belly and sing and pray. River, river, overflow. Command it to come out. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow.
Jesus.
river, river overflow, fountain of life, Himasho. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life, Himasho. River, river overflow.
Pick up.
River, river overflow, fountain of life, in my soul. River, river overflow, Jesus. River, river overflow, fountain of life, in my soul. River, river overflow. My world is waiting, I'm waiting for fire. They're waiting for power. My word is waiting, I'm waiting for fire. There is a fire inside me that is able to burn the world. If I press, I press.
Harry, there is something in this place, you know. It's not in vain. I'm not empty. I'm carrying Christ inside of me. If I press, the Christ in me will come out.
My word is waiting. I'm waiting for fire. Now he is waiting. He's waiting for fire. My campus is waiting. Waiting for fire. Owerri is waiting. Waiting for fire. Oka is waiting. Waiting for fire. Abba is waiting for fire. Enugu is waiting. Waiting for fire. Lagos is waiting. Waiting for fire. Kaduna is waiting. Waiting for fire. Koronu is waiting. Waiting for fire. Para is waiting, waiting for fire. Delta is waiting, waiting for fire. Calabar is waiting, waiting for fire. Uyo is waiting, waiting for fire. Onitsha is waiting, waiting for fire. Asaba is waiting, waiting for fire. Benin is waiting, waiting for fire. Kogi is waiting, waiting for fire. Ghana is waiting, waiting for fire. Egypt is waiting, waiting for fire. Malawi is waiting, waiting for fire. Brazil is waiting, waiting for fire.
Hey! Pandela Kuatale, Tampa Patakapale. Men are the methods of God. Men are the vehicles of revival. When we appear, then God have appeared. We must manifest. We must carry tangible dimensions of God's importance. I put Christ under pressure. The scripture says, Christ in me is the hope of glory. If I put him under pressure, the Christ in me, something will come out. Come out.
Overflow. mountain of God be my soul. River overflow. River overflow. Living water be my soul. River overflow. River overflow. Fountain of God be my soul. River overflow. My word is waiting, waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting. We are waiting for fire. Nations are crying for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Russia is waiting, waiting for fire. Russia is crying, they are crying for fire. Waiting for fire. My nation is waiting. Waiting for fire. Nations are waiting. Waiting for fire. Russia is waiting. Waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting.
Are we not strong?
Waiting for fire.
Are we not strong? Who will join me?
And we are living.
My generation is wiser than God. God said, tarry, they are leaving. This is not it. Nigeria is waiting for fire. Africa is waiting for fire. They are waiting. Millions and billions for fire, for fire. They are waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting. Ka, 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 ka. Revival fire. Revival fire. Revival fire. Ah! Overflow, 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 overflow. We have touched a little, but we cry for the overflow. We beseech thee, O God. I'm drunk in the spirit now. Your word is waiting. I'm waiting for God. They are waiting. Jesus, don't allow me to end like this. Don't allow me to end like this. Do something to me. Do something to me. Do something. Shift me, O God. What is this? What is this? Shila beta la pakatia, bete mene kota paraha, tamante kapata, ikuta paras. Hurry, our word is waiting, they are waiting for fire, they are waiting, they will continue to wait. Our world is waiting. They are waiting for fire. We must arise. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life, be my soul. River, river.
overflow. Oh, river, river, overflow. Anemona kapasata manta. Rekola kapanamante patina. My world is waiting, waiting for fire. They are waiting, waiting for fire. Newe is waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Abuja is waiting, waiting for fire. Hey!
Fire that will break yokes, fire that will crash curses, limitations, covenants, powerful demons and princes, they will melt like wax upon the mountains.
Deneboria Satamantaka. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow. Jesus. River, river, overflow.
Stop staying inside. Stop staying inside. Come out, come out. Oh, river, come out. Come out, stop staying inside. The word is, the one inside doesn't benefit a generation until it comes out.
River, river, overflow. Counting up life in my soul. River, river, overflow.
Are you the one that is to come, or should we expect another? We have seen a man on the scene. The man said that prophecy is on my life, but we have tarried long for the functions of the prophecy and it is not coming. We are compelled to ask a question: is this the generation we are expecting? Is this the one we are looking for? Or will another come? We'll pay the price of obedience, of alignment. We'll press and press.
Are you the one?
Are you the one that will rescue your family? Are you the one that will set a different pattern? Are you the one that will be a pathfinder in the spirit? Are you the one that will chart a course so that many will follow after? Are you the one? Never mind the prophecies that has gone ahead. This day, it is no more about the prophecy. It's about the things we do to align to the manifestation of prophecy. Huh? May we not be bound by too many prophetic words. May we die at the foot of the cross, pressing. The functions is what we see. We are no more interested in the letters of the prophecy. Let men look at our life and say we have been with Jesus. Not that Jesus said he will be with us. No, they have seen it now. Functions. I want to be that man. Pray for 1 minute. Even if there is only one man that touched God in this generation, let me be that man. It is personal now.
I don't want to die, oh! Without touching you. If the only thing we did on earth is to touch God, to the point that our generation will bear witness, then we have done all.
Justice, praise!
must happen. If God doesn't touch you, you touch him. What is important is that there must be a touch. If God doesn't touch you, touch him. He said he doesn't want to touch you. You go and touch him. The woman with the issue of blood, if she continued to wait till Jesus touch her, it will take forever. She went and touched Jesus. If Jesus is not touch him, my friend. Stretch your hands in faith and press in the spirit and touch him so that your life will be changed forever. My word is waiting. Hey! Hey! I cannot continue like this, because my word is waiting. They are waiting for fire. They are waiting. They are waiting for fire. Samba, samba, popa, popa, tale.
Luke chapter 16, verse 16. We are looking at a topic I consider one of the greatest secrets that God can grant a man. Now, the thing about this topic is that the secret is in the open. Yet men have not really taken cognizance of the fact that what God calls secret is not secret because it is hidden out of sight. Huh? It is God's secret is not secret because it is not known. It is not secret because it is hidden out of sight. It is secret because there are codes that lock and unlock it. It is not secret because you have not heard of it. It is not secret because men have not told you about it. It is not secret because it's not in the open. It is secret because it is veil. The entrance is most times coded. Remember the scripture spoke about the path to Eden after man fell. He said that God left the cherubims and the flaming sword there so that no man enters into that place. That means it is not secret because it is hidden. It is secret because it is guarded, so that not any man can just appear and enter into that place. It is coded and guarded. Meanwhile, you can be looking at it in plain sight, but you will not enter into the functions, not because you have not heard, but because it is coded and guarded. It is because of the guardianship that it is a secret. So when God wants to bring you into function, what he does is to give you the code of the spirit that have the capacity to unlock the guardianship. And when you enter, the same place that refuses men entrance and function will welcome you. And when you appear in that place, they will know you came by the authority of revelation. Because the scripture called revelation keys. After me, keys. Keys that have the capacity to unlock things in the spirit, in the places where there is guidance. The reason why the things, are you with me? The things of the kingdom and the things of God are under lock and key. Even the Bible is under lock and key. Do you know? Just because a man read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation doesn't mean he has entered into the secrets thereby, because it is locked. That is why the only way to unlock the blessings, the realities that is encoded in the scripture, is to appear with keys. And the keys are revelation. So when a man enters into the revelation of a matter according to the kingdom, what happened is that the guardianship will be open unto you. Even the scripture, every text in the scripture has a guardianship. And what unlocks it is the secret, the codes of revelation. When that revelation hits your heart, suddenly the thing that is locked up to 1,000 men will be opened up to you. You are not special. You just entered into the economy of revelation. these are the keys of the kingdom when men enter by revelation. So if you don't know this, then we read a lot of scripture and we have little realities inside of you. But when a man has much revelation, that means he has keys. So he can come in a matter and look at it. When everybody is trying, it's not working. It means that they don't have the revelation yet. Huh? Are you with me? When you try something that is written in the scripture, and the ear didn't open, that means you don't have the revelation. You don't have the key. There is a guardian that is standing at the door and he has not given you the key yet. What do you do? You press. There is guidanceship to this. That same thing opens to another person. That means, are you with me? There is a key. Just that you have not found it. Huh? But you have read it in the Bible now. You have even taught it. Not be so. You don't have the key. There is still guidanceship. Cherubims and flaming swords, they are before the place of access to the secrets that bring forth the functions and manifestations that we seek. And until we collect the keys of revelation from God, the guidanceship will continue to stand on our path to access. Huh? God doesn't hide it from us. He hides it for us. So that unbelievers and naysayers cannot just stumble on the things of God. They have to come with humility and then realize that there is no other way for them to function in life except to take reference and recourse to the Almighty One, the One that sits in the circles of the earth. And they bow and kiss His feet. When they kiss His feet, then the King will bless them. The blessings of God is that revelation. When you appear and talk to the things that used to be hard before you, they will begin to bow because you have kissed the King and He has blessed you. And His blessing opens doors. The same thing that is standing before you before, it will open. It will open. Many of them will open. Huh? So after me, keys unlocks the gates of secrets. So after me, it is not secret because it is hidden. It is secret because it is guarded. It is a little. It is not secret because it is hidden. After all of us are reading the Bible, the Muslims read the Bible, everybody read the Bible. In fact, the Bible is the most popular book in the whole world. Is it not true? Both atheists, in their attempt to discredit God, they themselves are reading the Bible so that they will have reasons to discredit God. So everybody is reading the Bible. And you are staying on their level. The same way they are reading the Bible, that's where you are reading. Oh boy, I don't read Matthew. Oh boy, I don't read Romans. Oh. That's the same way they read. They came out the same way you came out. Say after me, God forbid. You are not serious. Say after me, God forbid. Imagine. You carry Christ, you are a believer, you have the Holy Ghost, you are having the result of unbelievers. Something is wrong. Put your hands on your head. Jesus, take me beyond this point. Take me beyond this. You are not praying. Take me beyond this point. Please, take me beyond this point. Don't want to be having the same experience and result with people that don't carry the Holy Ghost. My word is waiting. In Jesus' name. Luke chapter 16. And he said unto them, reduce a little, so that I will be able to teach one or two things. Our time is fast spent. But I know I gave birth this evening. I don't know about you. Where is your child? You know, part of the reason why people don't make much progress in God is that they don't know how to steward realities. I think some of you might have to go back and listen to that our message. Stewardship of realities. People don't know how to. Do you know how many things you are giving birth to, Choma? You don't know now. Many of them, you give birth and leave them on the street. to the elements of the world and the earth. You have not seen it that serious. That's why many people don't take serious the things that happen. Huh? It is exactly the same thing, if not more. Like a woman gave birth now and left the newborn baby, left him there in rainy season. Rain will beat the child in the night, sun in the day, and Harmattan. Then all kinds of animals will be passing around. I want to ask you, will that child survive? See, that means people give birth, but they don't know how to steward the realities that they have given birth to. And many times they lose it. Somebody asked me, can you lose? I said, yes, you can lose it. And some are pregnant with realities, and because they don't understand what they are pregnant with, they are bought it. They are bought. Many people are bought. And I need to tell you that what it takes to abort most times is not big. It's not big. Sometimes all it takes to abort is for you to argue with somebody, and then you have bought the pregnancy that you are supposed to give birth to. By the time you come out, what you will give birth to is air. So you have to be very careful and discerning, so that you know when you are pregnant and the things not to do. Another time it might be that you are not supposed to eat. Another time it can even be that you are supposed to eat. But the way I'm looking at you, if I say this now, you will come in the night and say, I said you should fast. That's not what I said. Sometimes it might mean that you should talk less. Realities, how to steward realities. Sometimes it might mean that you will have to devour the Bible. It might mean that how to steward that reality is to gain all available knowledge on the matter. Let me give you an example. When I received the Holy Spirit baptism, the reason why I became, I'm yet to see a man that is adept in managing, in manifesting spiritual things that did not take time to steward them. Let me give you an example of probably what you have stewarded, so you know what you did to steward it that made it become like that. You know, a time reached and you can minister Holy Ghost baptism anytime, any day. Is it not true? There must be 5 things you used to do. At least I know you used to watch people that minister Holy Ghost baptism, that move in the ministry of the Spirit. You see, so the way to shepherd the reality of ministering Holy Ghost baptism is to follow people that has gone ahead of you, that function in that thing with ease more than you. Somebody like Benny Hinn will say, fill them with the Holy Ghost, touch, and 100 people will receive at the same time. Meanwhile, you are struggling to get one person filled with the Holy Ghost. Fill him, Holy Ghost, fill him. And the person is saying, shut up. He'll be saying, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Even you say, you are afraid of this kind of tongues. But I've seen people like this. I said, do you want to speak in tongues? I said, well, yeah, begin to speak. The thing took them, bam, tumbled them, and they began to. If there are 20 people you want to minister Holy Ghost baptism to, and the first person did like this, bam, and it will strike the faith of the rest of the people. It will skyrocket. Before you know it, how many of you? Half of the people will start speaking without you doing anything. Is this one that me and you went to YMR and you are struggling with one person? You don't know I was watching you from the pulpit. I was doing like man of God and he's struggling with one person. I saw the picture the other day. You are doing like this to the ear. Can you speak now? Can you be asking somebody, can you speak now? When he starts speaking, you will know, my friend. Sometimes another thing you need to do beyond following people that has gone ahead of you in that is to find all relevant knowledge. When I got the Holy Ghost baptism, I read every single book on Holy Spirit baptism that I can lay hands on. It was not much those days, but it was up to 6 or 7. Anytime I see Holy Spirit on any book, I will go and take it. But you, God has been telling you, I've bettered the ministry of the, and you are just doing something. You probably continue fasting in your own mind. Are you with me? Fasting answers to everything. Fasting can help to give birth, but it can't steward the reality. There are other things to do. Huh? You need to know more about that. No more. It is in my studies that I found out how many ways to transmit the Holy Spirit and what affects the transmission. That sometimes the faith of the person affects it. Huh? The belief of the person affects it too. There are people that they have been taught that tongues you are speaking is demon. So they will not speak, not because something is not happening to them, but because they have told them it's a demon and they don't want to get a demon. Are you with me? So you have to cast down that stronghold first. Not with prayer, but with teaching. Are you with me? Oh, there is a lady we met those days and wanted to minister Holy Ghost baptism. We suddenly found out that she has spoken before. What we saw, the eyes of my brother opened. I was not the one that saw. So he saw a cup. And the cup, there is, you know, when you pour water in a cup and drink it, there is still water at the depth of. So we know that water has touched this cup before. But it's not enough now. There is no water visible in it, but water has touched. So we now ask the lady, because the water in this sense represents the Holy Spirit. We ask the lady, have you ever spoken in tongues? She now opened up to us. Because what she has been telling us all the while, she wants to speak in tongues. She is not working. Everybody has prayed for me. Bishop has prayed for me. Apostle, she is not. He's telling you half of the truth. It's when we saw by that she now told us that she spoke long ago, but she went back to his church and they shut her up, called her and said he's a demon, cautioned her, persecuted her, did everything, and told her he's a demon and all that. She started, you with me? She started grieving the spirit, speaking against what she received. She started speaking against the Holy Spirit, the tongues, and behaving and living against what she received. And the thing died down. So in this case, what do you do? What do you do?
Cast the stronghold down.
You don't cast anything. What do you do?
Educate.
Who else can help me? It's a very simple answer. What do you do?
The first thing the woman do is to ask for mercy.
Ask for mercy. Ask repentance. You have grieved the Holy Spirit. You have to repent. I'm telling you, there are things I don't want to tell you. There are many things you are doing. Let me know, God. There are many things if you do against different impacts of your indiscretions against the persons of the Trinity have different impacts. Huh? If it's the Holy Spirit, the impact is instant. If it's ever the Holy Spirit, the impact is what? You can be misbehaving against the second person. Eh? And you will not know. He will know. But he will still be allowing you, extending grace for you until you enter into pit where he can no more help you. Eh? He will continue following Judas until Judas cannot be helped again. But if it's the Holy Spirit, if you miss it now, you will know. Peace we live instantly. Indiscretions against the Holy Spirit receives instant judgment. Not judgment in the sense of killing you or whatever. Judgment in the sense of the peace we live, joy we live, disconnection, all those kind of things. Are you with me? There is a flow that we live. But the rest of the Trinity, the Godhead, sometimes it will not be instant. Sometimes the second person, we assume that is a maturity that is making you behave the way you behaved. Are you with me? Oh, that if you knew more, you would do better. But if it's the Holy Spirit, there is a way you appear. Like I went to one place. And if you see the name they are calling me, the thing they are saying I will do, only the Holy Spirit can. You know, wait. That there are things they say you can do. You know you can do it. Huh? But there are things they began to say I can do. I bend my head like this. I said, I close my ears, Holy Spirit. Because Satan wants to I began to pray for mercy. Not just for me, but for the congregation. But the young boys, they don't know. They thought that thing will ginger me. They didn't know. When the spirit leaves, Samson is a normal man. Huh? It is the spirit that makes Samson what he is. Huh? So, this is not where I want to go. But you have learned one or two things on how to shepherd realities, right? And he said unto them, ye are they. Luke 16:16. I saw a strange scripture. This is my scripture. In the whole Bible, there are words that people see, their heart will be glad. Huh? Some people, tell me your own word. Some people, their own is grace. Some people, their own is power. Somebody like Precious could come for once he sees power, his heart will be glad. Somebody, his own is wealth, prosperity. Huh? Some people, their own is miracles, anything supernatural. What is your own? Huh?
Leho.
What is your own? Grace. Wow. Anyway, my own is press. My own is press. When I found out, are you with me? By the time I'm through with this teaching, you will find out that the most powerful word in the new covenant is press. This is a word that is not possible in the old covenant. The difference, are you with me? Believe it or not, experimentally, the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant is press. You know what is press? Press is everything you do to lay hold on what God has done. You see, because these things are already done, they are already realities. And if you check this scripture, from the day of John the Baptist, a regime opened. And from the day of that regime, a certain possibility was given unto men that aligned themselves in a particular posture. The posture is the posture of pressing. If a man can press from the day of John, the vistas of the kingdom has been opened. And in that day, God cannot deny men that have vowed to press. Before the day of John, you don't have option. What you see is what you get. Huh? No matter what you do, there is already a predetermined measure that you can get. But from the day of John, you can decide to have more. In fact, you can press and press and press. They will collect the one of somebody that is not serious and give you. Because from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom is what? Preached. And men what? Presses into it. There are four. There are four words in this text that you must never forget. Huh? One is kingdom. Two is preach. And three is press. Okay, three. Number one is what? Kingdom. Two is what? Preach. Three is what? Number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? Number one is what? Number two? Number three? You see, when Jesus appeared, one of the fundamental reasons why... Do you know why you must cast devils? If you don't do anything as a believer, did you notice that there are many things that is given to the functions of our ministry, and there are things that is given to priesthood, and priesthood is an ordination that is given to every single believer. Are you with me? and he noticed that there are certain supernatural manifestations that is generic. In other words, given to every single person that has become part of the kingdom, and you can administrate on the platform of your priesthood. Are you with me? The scripture said in the book of Mark chapter 16 verse 18. Why not show me quickly? Mark chapter 16 verse 18. Mark. If Esther will show me now. Mark. I didn't say Matthew. Mark. Start from verse 16. Watch. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17. And let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Actually, the right word should be, and these signs shall follow the believing ones. And these signs shall follow the believing ones. Are you a believer? Then you are instantly a partaker of this reality. It is not something that functions in your life as a result of your office in ministry. It is something that functions in your life as a result of priesthood. So once you come into the kingdom as a believer, you can do this. If you got born again now, you can do it the next minute. Are you with me? This is the possibility. There are other things that functions and flows out of our life from the horn of ministry authority. This is not one of them. I need to show you the first point. He said, in my name, what will happen? I will not go to the rest. I will advise you to go and read that text 16, 17 and 18. Read it 100 times. If you are reading it, be praying and be moving with it. If you pray in tongues for 2 minutes, you read it. Pray 2 minutes, read it. Pray 2 minutes, read it. Pray 2 minutes, read it. That's how I internalize times. Have you noticed sometimes you read, it's not entering. Read is not entering. Stand up. Stop reading. Be moving around. Be calling it out. Be calling it as if you are confessing it. Sometimes as you are saying it, you will not know when it entered. The day you will know it has entered is when something now happened. The scripture will come alive. You will now know it has entered. Try it. Even 30 minutes is enough, sir. Except your heart has been dead and it needs to be woken up. Amen. So he said, where I'm going to, I'll just take one. There are four. Are you with me? There are four component demands of on a believer. Based on supernatural manifestation and proof of the fact that you have become born again. If we don't see this, say after me, signs. If we don't see four of these signs in your life, we don't have any reason to believe that you are a believing one. Number one is, in my name, one, they shall what? Cast out devils. Number two, they shall speak with new tongues, kayanos. Number three, they shall take up serpents and scorpions, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Number four, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That means they will have the healing grace. Specifically, miracles can be involved, but this one is particularly healing. It means that as a believer, when you pray for somebody, that person should be healed. Even if it's not instant, the person will still recover. But first one is where I'm going to. Let's see verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out what? Devils. Watch. So now, it is not possible for us to distinguish the fact that there are two kingdoms in operation on this earth. There are two kingdoms in contention. You will never know until the day a demon comes out of a man. One of the greatest proof that Satan is at work behind many things that we see in this life is when a demon is casted. You will continue to think people are normal. Many people will never know that something is wrong with their life until power comes and demons cry. Until demons cry, we will never know that God is there and Satan is also there working. He likes to hide. He will hide under your temperament. He will hide under your emotions and be manipulating your emotions. He will hide under your business, hide under your academics, hide under things. You will never know, because he's hiding under natural things, so that your eyes will not see him. But the day you say, in the name of Jesus, come out, suddenly you will see the demon. That day you will realize, are you with me, that there is a supernatural dimension, spirit beings, disembodied spirit, that is powering the kind of behavior and manifestation that we see. All the time we have even given excuse. Some of the time you even think it's because you are not working hard. You will not know that there are demons from your village that has vowed you will never succeed in your business. The day you want to make one correct decision that will take you out in business, you suddenly become confused. Confusion, if you are experiencing constant confusion and indecision in your life, it is not normal. A demon is involved. You need deliverance. But you will never know. If they ask you, say, I'm like that. I don't take decisions fast. I consider the matter for long. I take 6 months and 1 year to decide. You are a foolish person. Demons are on your life. You don't know. You are protecting them and saying, I take it easy. If giving it 1 year doesn't make it correct. It is wisdom that makes it correct. So you can choose now, you'll be correct. You can choose later, you still be correct. Do you know what Satan wants? He doesn't want you to know he is the one working. Demons, they don't want you to know. That is why if you give yourself to the ministry of dealing with demons, devils, deliverance, Satan will come after you. I hope you know. Once you do business and you deal with territorial spirit, deal with demons, Satan will come after you. He prefers for you to do other things that will not show that spirits and demons are involved. Because when you cast out devils, it is the greatest proof that the kingdom of God has come. And if the kingdom of God has come, that means another kingdom is there. And Satan doesn't want people to know. In fact, there are places in Christendom that if you come to, they don't allow you to say demons and devils and deliverance and all those things. They said that one is not for the new the believer, the new creature in Christ Jesus. That the believer cannot be oppressed, cannot be demonized. Huh? And just don't bother yourself. Ask the question, person, have you been sick before? Have you tried to wake up and you can't wake up? Huh? You will see the person, more often than not, if you ask him 5 different demonic oppressions, they will say yes. Ask the person whether it's God that is doing it. Huh? I want to ask, if you wanted to wake up and you want to shout Jesus, you are doing and then when you struggle and wake up, they will snap your neck. I'm telling you. Some of the neck pain you are having when you woke up, somebody went and shifted your neck, my friend. Neck that you kept in pillow. You now woke up and the thing has snapped to one. You are doing like this. Is it not true? Neck you kept well. Are you that strong? During the day, you are doing everything. Your neck did not shift. You now slept, your neck snapped. When you are now quiet, your neck snapped. My friend is a demon. When you are sleeping, they are using your head to do bolon bolon. Throw for me. That's what they are doing. When you wake up, headache. If you sleep, headache should go. You now wake up with headache. They use your head for football. Somebody dribbled and scored with your head. You woke up. And you are sleeping on a pillow. You took your bath before you slept. You ate well. You said plus Jesus minus Satan. Yes, they use your head. And Satan will not want you to know. Simply ask the person, who caused that thing? Eh? Is it God? The person will simply tell you no. He will tell you no. Okay, stop there. Tell the person, if it's not God, then who? If it's not God that, Sister Doris, if it's not God that took your neck once and snapped your neck, then who did it?
It's devil that did it. But you are born again. How did the devil now walk? Jim. Enter your room as a born again. Now shift your neck. With all your born again and with all your Holy Ghost. We need to tell ourselves the truth. Huh? Our eye to this. Because there is the things we speak about are the things possible to you if the revelation is functional. And I used to think that revelation is just about hearing it. I didn't know that sometimes you need to press. That it's not just about what is on your head. It is about what is functional. If it's not functioning, you don't have the revelation yet. Until we can see it work in your life, then we'll now say, ah, yes. Amen. Oh, now watch. So now, when this happens, when you cast out a demon, have you cast out devil before? You have. You might not have done for somebody, but you would have done for yourself. Huh? Have something happened to you before and you are shouting Jesus and praying and the thing stopped? Huh? I want to ask you, what started that thing? Did it start by itself? Who started it? It's not what? Who? When you prayed, what now happened? The person doing it left. You delivered yourself. It's deliverance session, my friend. Just because they are not calling it deliverance doesn't mean it's not deliverance. They will come and tell you, you don't need to cast them. Just say, Jesus, just declare the scriptures, confess the scriptures, and you'll be well. My brother, my sister, what greater weapon in warfare do you have than the scriptures? My friend, you are doing warfare, and they tell you, we don't do warfare. We don't. It's warfare. The scripture said, I can't be sick. I can't be sick. And you are doing your head like this. I can't be sick. They tell you, speak in tongues. My brother, what else is warfare? Warfare is not in the words you are saying, no. Warfare is in the reality you are communicating. After all, you can say fire 7 times and no fire will come out. I hope you know. Die by fire. And the demon you are telling and person you are telling die by fire is drinking hot tea. And then another person will come and say, Jesus, let your mercy come upon my life. What you are praying for is mercy. Then judgment came on somebody. How many of you know? Actually, the same stream that administers mercy is the same stream that administers judgment. When mercy comes on a man, it means judgment came on another. In case you don't know it, any day you receive mercy, yes, somebody took the impact of your misbehavior. Because most times, it is your misbehavior that demanded mercy. Then, for that mercy to come upon you, somebody took it. And most times, the mercy comes as a result of the suffering and the beating that Jesus has received. So anytime you talk about mercy again, know that somebody has paid for your mercy. Somebody has paid for your indiscretion. It's not free of charge. Sometimes when you say, Father, show me mercy in this my business, I don't know what is wrong with my business, then the occultic man holding your business will suddenly start, and stop. But you did not say anything should happen to the man. You just say, God, show me mercy. But God know that for him to show you mercy, judgment have to what? Come on another person. But what you prayed for was what? You have to realize how the realm of the spirit functions. You can actually come and say, let judgment fall, and no judgment will fall. Because what is required in the matter is not judgment. What is required can be mercy. The person you are saying judgment should fall upon, maybe what God needed is to show the person mercy, to see the light of the gospel and be born again. When your oppressor becomes born again, will he continue doing what he's doing? But there are men, their soul is tied to their wickedness. I hope you know. There are men that we are doing 40 days fasting. They said, it's either we kill Paul or we die. I hope you know. You have heard of those men. These are not the kind of men you should go and die because of them. You have an assignment to fulfill. Don't go and die in the hands of one witch and be saying, I don't want trouble, I don't pray some kind prayer. Jesus, oh God, Jesus. No, save yourself first. There are people that will suffer if you die carelessly. Or a robber called Benihim and told Benihim, God will judge you if you die untimely.
For every untimely death that you allowed yourself to die carelessly, there is a judgment before Jesus. You will actually answer for carelessly dying. Don't allow one witch to just kill you like that. You answer for it. I know you have not heard of it. Some of you are doing it. They want to kill me, they kill me. For if you die before your time, go and die now. And you appear before Jesus, you think they will be doing red carpet. Is it not what they taught you? They will not do red carpet and give you crown. They will knock your head. There is a seat called the judgment seat of Christ. There are three fundamental things that happen at the judgment seat of Christ. There is reckoning, rebuke, and reward. Reckoning, rebuke, and reward. Jesus said, there are many that will appear before me and they will be ashamed before my Father. That thing he's talking about is not about unbelievers. It is believers. It is only believers that have the capacity to appear before the Father. Because whenever you hear Father, you will know that the basis of the talk is relationship. Are you with me? So when you appear before the Father, you will be judged according to the way you took Jesus. You will also be judged according to the way you took the church. And you'll be judged according to the way you took the work that God committed to your hands. How many things? The way you took Jesus. And when we talk about Jesus, we mean his sacrifice, his blood, everything. Two, the way you took the church, the members of the congregation. Number three, the way you took the work and the assignment that he gave in your hands. The thing I'm teaching you, you don't even know, but let me leave you. Maybe the lecture is bigger than you. Maybe in the future we teach the judgment seat of Christ. Watch. If it is true that casting of devils is what is given fundamentally to believers, and at the casting of devils, something is shown evidently, and that is this, that two kingdoms are in contention. Are you with me? That means that the fundamental thing that governs the administration and the fulfillment of purposes, both from Satan and from God, is kingdom. It is not possible for these two personalities to be able to achieve their agenda outside of the scope of their kingdom. Are you with me? So anytime you see any function, manifestation, purpose on earth, if you trace it, you will see the origin in either of these two kingdoms. Anything you do now or anything that happens can be traced to either of the two kingdoms. So if you can't trace it to the kingdom of God, where is he originating from? And it doesn't matter whether it is done in church or outside the church. There are only two kingdoms that have the capacity to sponsor every function and manifestation. One is the kingdom of God, and the other is what? Are you seeing it? Meanwhile, Satan doesn't want you to know that your actions and inactions, known and unknown, in the church, outside the church, is either promoting the kingdom of God or his kingdom. So he will make you think that there are things that are neutral. I want to disabuse this mentality in our lives from today. There is nothing like neutrality. What did I say? I didn't hear you. Everybody shout it. The day you, my sister, have this thing sank inside, the first sister, there is nothing like neutrality. If God is not winning, Satan is winning. Are you hearing me? If there is an aspect of your life that God is not winning, who is winning? Don't paint it. Pot is black, it's black. Call it black. Don't say it is tainted and then it is mutilated. Stop using grammar. Say it is bad. The area of your life that is not representing what is written in the scripture is where Satan still has dominion. Call it the name, my friend, so that you can stand and war with it. It's because people paint things, they feel that there are aspects of their life they can manage. They can carry it with the energy of their humanity, so they begin to manage it. If you decide to manage your life, then God will allow you to manage it. Any aspect of your life you feel you can manage is where God will allow you to manage. But the day you become angry, God will begin to administrate the truth of his word concerning the matter. You stay there until the truth begins to manifest. I have vowed I will not settle for less. If I open my Bible and I see it, I stay there until it comes to pass. Is it not the truth? Is God not the one that said it? It must happen. I will stay there. I'll begin to press. If that is the only thing I'm able to show my generation, that this particular truth of the scripture is a possibility in God, men will always look at me and see that this is a truth. The day Moses stood and 6 million people were fed by manna that came from heaven, we know that God is sufficient. He's able to supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Even if you're in the wilderness, wilderness season is not an excuse for you to lack what to eat. Because even men, when they walk through the wilderness, the scripture said that their clothing did not fade. They were not sick. They never lack what to eat. You say you are passing through process. It is demons that are oppressing your life. It is not a process, my friend. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The day you live and embody this truth, every man around you will lose the capacity to lie on God. What we see in the church is many men that is lying on God because they have not decided to stay and press till the truth become a component part of their existence. I will stay, I will stay, I will stay. Are you comfortable with your life like this? God will allow you the way you want to. Because the principal law of... Are you with me? The principal law governing God's relationship with beings that have freedom of choice. The principal law governing God's oppression and relationship with free-willed beings is that they assume your action and inaction is a proof of your choice. That is the principal law governing God's relationship with free will being. He assumes that your action and inaction is a proof of your choice. Are you with me? So when you come in a matter and you decide to stay like this, it is a choice actually. Not doing anything is a choice. Doing something is a choice. And God, because he has given you free will respect your choice. So you remaining like this is your choice. And heaven have decided to respect your choice. The day you become angry, then heaven will action. There will be commotion in heaven because they will say a son has become discontent with the kind of life and experience manifestation that is in his life. He has decided to lay hold on the horns of the altar. Look at your Bible now and see what is there. It's not in your life. Hey! I'm angry, oh, I'm angry. I'm angry, oh. Elijah, I'm angry. All these big things you are seeing in the Bible. Meanwhile, it's not in my life. Why? Why? I want to know why. I want to know why. Tell me why. Luke chapter 16, verse 16. God will not die in my generation. See, I know you say God can't die. He is God. He created everything. The day God lacks conduits of manifestation, that day, it will seem as if God is dead. May you not be alive and God will lack men. Let it be the vow of your soul. Kai! Kai! Let it consume my thought. consume my actions, my practice. If I'm eating, I'm meditating on it. If I'm walking on the road, if I'm gisting with people, I'm consumed.
Hey, my destiny is bigger than this, oh. Deliver me from all the lies that I believed, oh God. Pray for 1 minute now. To help you. Jesus is here to help you, to lead you. If you can make a decision to journey, He is here to help you.
When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, impossible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, impossible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand,
can you see Jesus holding you? He's telling you, come, come, my son, come. I will not leave you in this journey. Come, let's journey together.
When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, impossible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, possible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, possible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, impossible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, possible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, possible becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand,
impossible when you hold
my hand.
Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when
what
you
hold. What is that impossible thing in your life? What is that wall, the mountain in your life? Turn and speak to it. Turn and speak to your mountain.
Impossible becomes possible when
speak
you
to your mountain.
Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand.
The walls are crashing down. The mountains are lifted. The valleys are filled up. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it now.
Oh,
child of God. The word of power is in your mouth. The word of power is in your mouth. The word of power.
Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand.
Chains we break. Afflictions we go. Doors we open. Impossible, we become
possible.
Demonic stones, we be broken. Bars of iron, bars of iron. Demons, devils, princes. Yes, 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 yes. The hold of Satan, of demons is taken away. By the blood, by the name. We come against you. We take away your legality and your staff.
Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand.
I see gates opening. Gates are opening in the spirit. Gates are opening. Gates are opening.
Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible.
Yes,
yes. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand.
everything becomes possible when you hold in my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold in my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold in my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold in my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold in my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand.
Satan is giving up now.
Everything becomes possible when you
hold my hand. He's giving up now. He's giving up.
Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand.
You must experience your deliverance, your freedom, your open door, your miracle. The thing that has linked us for long, we come to the gates of brass, the bars of iron. We come in the name of the Lord and we decree,
because
as
well. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible when you hold my hand. Everything becomes possible when you hold my hand. Impossible becomes possible.
No.
and you are seeing it.
sitting on the cymbals. Some angels just entered here now. Hey! 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 They just entered. My God! My God! My God! Hoba! Pakatali Talia! Sada! 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 Hey! 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 Sa! Kada! 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 Sada! Ta! Kaba papaya! Sada! Satada! Kade! Kade! Hey! My God! My God! Yes! 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 Hey! 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 There are strange beings that are coming out here now. They're coming out. They're coming out. They're coming out. At the count of 12. One. 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 Lose your hold. Lose. 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 Two. Two. Lose. 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 By fire. By fire. Three. Lose. 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 Bring her here. That demon cannot stay there. Today is your last day. Four. Lose. 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 Five. Lose, lose, lose. Hey, 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 hey. Six, lose. My God, my God. Seven, lose. Lose now. 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 Ah. Ah. Ah, 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 it's loose. Loose, 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 loose. Nine, loose. Ten, loose. Ten, loose. Succubus, every incubus, every spirit husband, every spirit wife, every spirit entity, every false dedication in any altar, from today we nullify the dedication. Be free. We dissociate you now. Oh yes. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.